And so really, when you think about the emotional scale, right, you want to move up the emotional scale toward joy, love, compassion, elation, or it could be more baseline, satisfied, calm. Like it doesn't have to be off the, you know, off the charts, epic every minute of your life, but certainly the better we feel emotionally, the more improved the quality of our life is. And so the fastest, easiest way, this is a quiz. What do you think is the fastest, easiest way to raise your vibration, to move up the emotional scale?
Hello, you are listening to the Late Bloomer Living Podcast. I'm Yvonne Marchese, your host, and I'm so happy you're here. I created this podcast to give you inspiration and let you know you're not alone in feeling stuck in midlife. I also invite you to join the Age Agitators Club for Women, where we come together monthly to hatch our plans for making waves as we age. Being part of this community for women will remind you on a regular basis that you're not too old, and it's never too late to do that thing you've been thinking about. You can find more information at latebloomerliving.com/community, and I hope to see you there. Hello, my friend. My fellow seeker of joy and fulfillment. I have a question for you. Have you ever found yourself feeling like you're on autopilot, going through the motions of life? Just get ready to hit the pause button for a second on that part of your life and tune in here, because this episode is about to inject some serious zest into your day. I am thrilled to reintroduce you really to Emily Clement. Emily was on this podcast way back in the beginning in season one, episode 18. And in that particular episode, we talked a lot about her journey to what she's doing now. So if you want to know more about her after this episode, I recommend going back to that episode, and I'll put a link for you in the show notes. Emily's amazing. I really love her. She is a soul-searching joy creator extraordinaire who is on a mission to help us all just shine a little bit brighter. She's got a background that reads like a whirlwind adventure novel, teaching everywhere from Alaska to Istanbul, counseling in locales that are as diverse as the U.S. Virgin Island and the Czech Republic, and even gracing the stage as a TEDx speaker. She brings a wealth of wisdom and experience to the table. And, well, what are we going to talk about? You may be wondering. Why do I want to tune into this? Buckle up, because Emily Clement is about to drop some serious truth bombs on how to reclaim your power, set healthy boundaries, and infuse every moment with a sense of playful purpose. Can you see why I like her? From her insights on emotional mastery to her practical tips for finding joy in the everyday grind, she is here to inspire, uplift, and remind us all that life is one big, beautiful playground if we only have the courage to embrace it. So, cozy up. I hope you got your favorite drink. And get ready to embark on a little journey with us here, because we got Emily Clement here as our guide, and the possibilities are truly endless. Let's go. Hey, Emily. Thank you so much for coming back to Late Bloomer Living.
Thank you for inviting me. I love this already.
It's so good to see you again. I mean, you were one of my earliest podcast guests. And it's been so long now that I'm like, we were just before we hit the record button, you were like, we met on LinkedIn, right? And I'm like, yeah, was it LinkedIn? I don't even know. I just feel like you've always been there now. Because I follow you and I have taken one of your workshops. So I'm a fan.
Oh my gosh, it's mutual. I read all of your emails. It's so fun. Once you create that relationship, it's fun to see how it unfolds.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my goodness, I'm excited to have you back. And I invited you back because I want to talk about the work that you're doing to help people get past their shizzle. I'm just going to say.
I love it.
It's something that I'm looking more and more at. And one of the things I love that you talk about is and forgive me if I get the phrasing wrong, keeping your vibe high. What is it you say?
Well, so that's a piece of the bigger picture, right? Is I want to help people create really healthy boundaries. So my
Right.
definition of healthy boundaries, if you're not feeling a heck yeah, then you are free to respond with a confident no thank you. And so taking people through that framework, it's really about, defining what it is you desire, how you want to feel, how you want to feel, keep your vibe high. You want to reach for those high vibe feelings and then align it with your core values. And
Yes.
setting boundaries becomes effortless, but you got to know yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to know yourself. Like, know thyself. That's what I mean.
And I think that as we get older, I mean, the work that you do is not necessarily about anybody's age in any way, shape,
Oh,
or
no.
form. It is like,
Right.
this is good work for anybody to do. And the reason I think it's important for anybody who's listens to this podcast is because as we do get older, our old habits just become more and more steeped in, more like whatever's high hardwired in our subconscious, in our brain, all those things, they're just there, and it's harder and harder to make changes. What are your
And it's funny
thoughts
because I
on
actually
that?
mostly work with me and you, right? Me and you are the women I work with, middle-aged women who have been yes women forever. Like, I'll take care of that. I'll organize that. I'll meet your needs. You need a snack? I got you. And so that when we're giving from a place of love, like, that's magnificent. Like, keep on giving. But if we're giving and we get these twinges of resentment, like, why doesn't anyone else care as much as me? How come I'm the only one volunteering? How come I'm the only one doing all of this stuff? And that it becomes a boundary issue. But like you said, those deep neural pathways, you have 60 to 70,000 thoughts per day, 90% of those you thought yesterday. And so as you were just suggesting that the older we get, the deeper ingrained those beliefs are. Really, a belief is just a thought you continue to think. So my invitation is always to help people select new thoughts that align with the person you are becoming instead of those old thoughts that are keeping you like, I'm grouchy, I'm exhausted, I'm spread too thin, I'm overscheduled. And then it's
I
like,
may as
well,
just well just raise my hand for all
no
that, you
kidding,
know.
no kidding. And I never mean it in a condescending way, but it's like, well, that's a you problem. You created that monster. You can uncreate that monster, but we have a belief that people expect those things from us, and we can't make different decisions. So that's what. Anyway, I don't even know if that was a question, but yes, that's the good feelings, those high vibe, reaching for those high vibe feelings, because truly, I mean, the quality of your life is a direct reflection of your emotional state. So you want to have a good quality of life. It's about your emotions. So those high vibes, high vibrations, high emotions are emotions up that are moved up the emotional scale. That's the stuff we're reaching for.
Can you talk about the emotional scale?
Sure.
Because I have an idea of what the emotional scale is based on some of the people I've been listening to, things like that. But I'm not sure a lot of people would know, listening would know exactly what is the emotional scale. What is that?
Sure. So if you think, I don't mean to be condescending, I'm going to take you back to third grade science, right? All
Oh
the
no,
things
be
that you.
kindergarten with me, please.
Okay.
Yes.
We are on the playground together, girl. So all living things are pure energy, right? Doesn't matter if you're a tree or a human or a puppy. And so those atoms are buzzing at a certain rate, right? And so we are, that speed of that is your frequency, but that buzzing about is creating a vibration, and it is a direct reflection of your emotional state. So when you are experiencing feelings of love, joy, kindness, compassion, you feel elated, a strong sense of belonging, you are emitting a very high vibration, and it is your point of attraction. So when you're in that space, that's when, like, there's ease and flow, and opportunities present themselves, and the right person is suddenly in your path, and things just fall into your lap. And I don't even know how that happened. This is so amazing. And so you're in that space, and it's the other end of the emotional scale, right? If you are experiencing feelings of insecurity, worry, doubt, disappointment, fear, rage, shame, or guilt, then you're emitting a very low vibration, and you are emitting that out into the world, and you become a magnet for comparable people, places, and things. See, I always get screwed. Typical me. I knew that would happen. Like, and so we get into these habits of belief, right? So you have a thought. This is like Psych 101, right? You have a thought. Those thoughts create feelings, and then those feelings inform your behavior. So we are in a giant loop.
And then the behavior creates a result. And then you go, aha, I was right.
Exactly. We would way rather be right than happy. 100%. Yeah. And so really, when you think about the emotional scale, right, you want to move up the emotional scale toward joy, love, compassion, elation, or it could be more baseline, satisfied, calm. Like it doesn't have to be off the, you know, off the charts, epic every minute of your life. But certainly the better we feel emotionally, the more improved the quality of our life is. And so the fastest, easiest way, this is a quiz. What do you think is the fastest, easiest way to raise your vibration, to move up the emotional scale, to practice?
Meditation.
Gratitude.
Oh,
gratitude.
Okay.
Meditation will get you there. Meditation could definitely get you there.
For me,
gratitude.
Yes. And for me, it is, okay, yeah, gratitude for sure. Gratitude for sure. But how, here's the question, how does a person who is on that low end of the scale, and they're just like, let's just say me on a bad day, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and everything just is on my every last ever loving nerve, and I don't feel good, and meh, and all the things that are going on in my little mind.
Yep.
Okay. So how do I just start being grateful in the middle of that little shitstorm that I've created?
Well, it's funny. That is a shitstorm. And in your mind, the itty bitty shitty committee is like, Yvonne, why are you even doing that? No one's going to believe you. That was stupid. You should have done this yesterday.
I make myself feel worse for feeling bad. It's why are you? Oh, it is like it's just like a deep dive thing of oh, good grief.
It totally is. But you said it a minute ago, right? Meditation, that will hit your reset button immediately. You can ground yourself and get quiet and silence that voice and voices in your head that are shaming you or making you feel bad. If you can really tune all of that out and just get quiet, and people have different meditation practices. I mean, you could do walking meditation, or you could sit quietly in the dark. That's totally up to you. But just thinking about hitting that reset button. And certainly there are times of the day where it's easier when your brain is in alpha, right as you're waking up, you're in that lucid state, you're not really awake, you're not really asleep, and you're in alpha brainwaves, you're the most impressionable. And when you're the most impressionable for that subconscious mind, that's exactly when you want to practice gratitude. Oh, I'm so happy and grateful that this bed is so comfy. I'm so grateful I set up the coffee pot last night. You know, I love this little puppy at my feet. Whatever it is that you are appreciating, in those alpha brainwaves, right? In that lucid state, it's going to send you on a new trajectory for the day. Same thing when you go to bed at night. Like, I have a lot of rules for myself, whether that's healthy or not, I don't know, but I will not scroll in bed and on my phone, and absolutely 100%, I don't look at my phone for the first hour of the day, minimum.
I have set that boundary for myself too. And
good for you.
Okay. So here, you know, true confession. Am I solid state on that boundary? Yeah, there might be a day when I'm like, just one little check. It's not going to hurt. But you know what? I know. I'm like, see, there it is. There it is. You've let the outer world in.
Yes.
And you've given up your power already for the day.
Yes.
Like, I started meditating. Okay, so I'm 55 now. I started meditating every morning when I was 48. So it's been a while now. And
That's awesome.
I can tell you, it was something I wanted to do for years because I had dabbled in meditation a little bit, and
Sure.
I knew it was good for me, but I was like, "But I don't have time. I don't have time." But when I set up my morning routine to get up before my kids and my husband and give myself that first hour of the day that's just me. And it's for meditating and it's for moving my body and it's for being quiet and
Yes.
all that. It is huge. I've also noticed that if I am in that kind of ugly place in my head with the nasty thought loops going, sometimes it really is good to just go take a little 15-minute lie down
Oh,
or a
yes.
meditation.
Naps. I am all for the nap. I mean, even if you're not sleeping, the reset.
Right. Yeah, the 15-minute is literally just I don't even worry about whether or not I'm going to sleep. It's like just go do something different. It's like a pattern interrupt, you know?
Oh, yes. And those pattern interrupts are gold. It's just remembering, like, all right, whatever I'm doing right now is not working for me. Like, I need to do something dramatically different. And I like, I get su my the most challenging things in my life revolve around technology because I cannot find that button. And how come I could find it before? And why isn't this working for me? And I thought this was connected. And it makes rage boil up in my belly in a way that it's irrational. Like, I don't get that mad, but when it comes to technology, and so it's like a former version of me would just keep trying the exact same thing over and over. But now it's like, put on your shoes and it doesn't matter. Just go get the mail. Like, just move your body, get some fresh air, and come back in. And it's like, and usually I end up calling someone for help because I can't figure it out and I don't want to. Can't be good at everything.
Right? We're not
Ah,
good at everything. Why do we expect ourselves to be? Isn't that
I know.
funny?
I
Ugh.
know.
Yeah.
Totally.
So, okay. So we've talked about the emotional scale from low to high, and we've talked about the frequencies of vibration and all that. Why does the frequency of the vibration actually matter? So can you speak a little bit to that?
Well, because your emotions are your point of attraction. So if you're thinking about the law of attraction, what you think about, you bring about, what you focus upon, you get more of, like attracts like. It isn't just the thoughts you are thinking, because if you don't believe that with your whole body, you want to manifest a, I don't know, your dream house. I mean, those are the big things, right? But an awesome podcast guest. Or, whatever it is that you're desiring, like to better health, a promotion in your career, like for people to help out around the house, it doesn't matter. And so what you want to do is to get into that place where you're clearly defining what you desire. So you have a clear intention with an elevated emotion. And then instead of our, I'm from New Hampshire, so this Yankee work ethic where it's like you got to struggle and work hard and sacrifice and you got to really want it, and it's not going to necessarily happen, but just stay gritty. And so that old-fashioned work ethic of you got to work hard, struggle, and sacrifice to go out and get it, when you think about the law of attraction and your emotions as the point of attraction, you just need a clear intention. And when you think of that clear intention, that desire, you need to do that with an elevated emotion. Like, ooh, that will be fun. That will be playful. I'll feel such relief. I'll be proud of myself. That will be super exciting. I can't wait to share this with others. And so it's the clear intention with the elevated emotion, which is Dr. Joe language. I mean, we're both in the Dr. Joe Dispenza world. And so he talks about that a lot. So instead of going out to make it happen, you can draw it to you.
Yeah.
And
You
so
know
it's your.
what I
That's why your
also,
emotions are so important.
yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry I interrupted you.
Nope, perfect.
Yes, that's why emotions are so important. And so there's a phrase, that which you resist persists. And I struggled with that phrase for years. I was like, well, what the hell does that mean? Why? That doesn't make any sense. But what I have you like done, heard some about the brain research about the reticular activating system?
I'm not as familiar, no.
Okay,
Explain to me.
so this like literally my mind blew off my body. The reticular activating system, I guess, is about the size of a walnut, and I believe it's towards the back lower part of your brain, and it acts as a filter, and it filters out the things that are not important to keeping you safe. It just so as you're going through your day, it allows you to get in your car and drive to the grocery store and get to the grocery store and not know what the hell you did on the way to the grocery store, because it's all it you just focused on what you needed to focus on to get yourself there. But in the meantime, your mind was able to focus on a whole bunch of other stuff. You're thinking about your grocery list, you're thinking about your things. But the reticular activating system is like, that's not important, that's not important, that's not important. Focus, it gets you there. It's also the thing that if somebody's important to you and they drive a green Honda Civic, 2013, okay? 2013 green Honda Civic. Once you know that person and you know they drive that car, you tend to see that green Honda Civic everywhere on the road. And it's like, oh, is that Cindy? Nope, not Cindy. And it again is filtering for you for what's important to you. And I was like, oh, so if that's the case on the upper end of this, if, let's say on the upper end of the emotional scale, something's important to you, and you are focusing and you've got your vibe high and you're focusing on what you want, and you notice the things that you need to keep you on target. Like it's like, oh, look at that connection. But if you're fighting something and you're like, you think you're focusing on what you want, but at the same time you're trying to resist something in the thing, you keep focusing there. Am I making any sense at all?
Yeah, no, it's exact. Yes. So, but they're all bumper stickers, right? Where energy goes, energy grows.
Right.
And so, if you're holding on with a death grip over the thing you don't want or the thing you do want, you know what I mean? Like, you got to be breezy about it. You got to be more, I mean, playful. I mean, that's the thing. But really, if you think about like, and you said this earlier that you don't want to look at somebody else's agenda, your inbox, your social media feed on your phone or laptop or whatever in the morning. All of that is somebody else's agenda. So if you want to own your day, it's not about what else is going on. And now you've just given away your power to your inbox. You're just giving away your power to whatever else is happening. But I mean, that was sort of from the previous conversation, but exactly all of that stuff about safety. And what you're focused on, what you want to be focused on, that our brains, I mean, as I said, 60 to 70,000 thoughts per day, you can believe whatever you want, you can think whatever you want. It's really about getting super clear about silencing the noise, drowning out the noise, and deciding how do you want to show up. And so going back to previously, like, right, so that the three levels of emotional mastery, because at this, and I always say this, but if I could only teach one thing, this would be it. But this is really it, is that lowest level of emotional mastery, you say, I can transition from an undesirable to desirable feeling. Like, that's possible. I'm sad and now I'm chill. You can recognize that. And then the second level of emotional mastery is I can shift from undesirable to desirable feelings even when things are difficult. But the highest level of emotional mastery, and this is what this whole conversation to me feels like it's about, is that I get to select my thoughts and feelings. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world around me. It's not about the conditions and circumstances. It's not about the world news. It's not about this grotesque political climate. It is not about, what's happening at my neighbor's house. This is about me waking up in the morning, first thing, and deciding how am I showing up today? regardless of what's going on around me. And so when we're at that place of unconditional life experiences, we've mastered it all. We've mastered our emotional state. And like, that's super fun because if you see that green Civic, was it a Civic?
Yeah,
Yeah,
let's say.
I mean, sure. Then it gives you a little buzz, right? It's
Yeah.
like fun.
Yeah.
And so it feels like a fun little game. Like, is that her? Oh, no, it's not. Like, it's playful. And
Yeah.
so that's something that, this is my favorite mantra, right? It is.
She's
I
holding up a cup. Wait, it says, I'm a magnet for magic and miracles.
yeah, so it's a sticker that I create. I mean, it's everywhere. Is that is my favorite mantra. I am a magnet for magic and miracles. I am a magnet for magic and miracles. I am a magnet for magic and miracles. And all of that stuff is that if that becomes your default thinking, then your whole day is a treasure hunt. Like, oh my gosh, there's the Civic. Oh, that's not her. Oh, it is her. It is her. She's pulling into a gas station. I'm just going to follow her in and say hello. And
Right.
like, when your brain is having thoughts that feel fun and playful, now you're looking for evidence to support your beliefs.
Yeah. It really is about finding the, like, you can, whatever you think, you're right.
Yes.
Right? It's like if you're gonna think the world's against you, or I can never win, or I can, you know. Oh my gosh, for me, money is a big one that I'm trying to work through. And it's like, okay, how do you shift your relationship to it? Because whatever you're thinking, you're right. Because that's how the brain works. It's
Yes.
gonna prove to you that what you already think is true is right. It's like we just have to constantly question our beliefs and it's almost like we've got to ignore the reality that's around us because it's like
Well, you don't have to
those are the
ignore it. You just
results
want to
of
give
the
it new meaning.
past, right? Those are the results of something that you did, but it doesn't mean that's your future. I don't know.
Right. Well, if you think too that, everything is neutral. Everything is neutral. We are only ever assigning meaning and value through our own lens. And so what you could say is humiliating. I might say, I have never laughed that hard. It was so funny. You'd be like, I've never been so humiliated. I'm like, come on, Yvonne, that was hilarious. Like, it's neutral. I mean, that's a horrible example. I sound like an eighth grade bully, but you get the extremeness of it all, is that we are constantly assigning meaning and value. So I think this is the most magnificent time to be alive. I believe that. I see evidence of it all the time. I have a deep faith in humanity. I think it's like remarkable how much is happening all at the same time. Like, how cool is it? Like, how cool is all of this stuff? But if you had asked me a few years ago, I'd be like, oh, I don't even know why people are having children. It's a death sentence. We're all gonna die. We're gonna run out of resources. People are gonna turn on each other. And I really felt that way because I saw evidence of that everywhere also.
Yeah.
And so you can look at your current reality. I mean, we do it all the time, but it's the meaning you're giving your current reality that's important.
So what would be your advice to somebody who is looking to make a change?
Well, it's really, I mean, step one is defining what it is that you do desire. You got to shift from problems to solutions. What do you want? What would you love? Oh, but I have no, it's like I, not that I love to cut people off, but I don't have a lot of patience for the backstory. Like, you're here right now. Like, right this very minute, what is it that you desire? So it's all that forward thinking, but then really deciding, how do you want to feel? And you talk about play, like, oh, I bet as a business owner and a mom and a wife, you've been pretty busy for a while.
I
And that
have.
you're mi totally meeting the needs of everyone around you. And they're not complaining because they're getting all their needs met. Like, why are you so burnt out, mom? Why are you so grouchy? Not that you're ever grouchy.
Never.
But it's just one of those things where it's like, you got to decide, what do you want your life to look like? What do you want it to feel like? What do you want it to look and feel like? And then you need to create that now.
Yes, maybe you can help me with this quandary that I have right now, because I am so I am looking at the idea of living playfully.
Yes.
Living playfully at any age.
Yes.
And part of that is, I got back on my roller skates this
That's so
year.
awesome.
I know, I'm having so much fun. I'm waiting for the weather to turn good again so I can get back on them. But paddle boarding, I know that there's some things that I do that are sheer play. But here's the thing, there's also this business. I've got my photography business and I'm building an audience for a podcast and trying to do all the things around that, right? And so sometimes, even though I created all this stuff, nobody said, "Hey, Yvonne, you have to do a podcast." Nobody said, "Hey, Yvonne, you need to be a photographer." None of that. And when I'm doing it, I love it. I'm on this Zoom call with you right now. This is like, I am jacked. I'm having so much fun talking
Yes,
to
yes,
you.
yes.
So it is awesome. But there's all the things that I got to do around it, right? And when I'm having to do the stuff around the part that I love, then it feels heavy, right? It's like, and I get overwhelmed and all that. And so I am trying to shift my relationship essentially to be able to move through my day, regardless of what I'm doing, whether I get to go roller skating that day or not, to just be more playful in my attitude towards what I'm doing.
Yes.
But that's a lot. It's a lot of judo. It's a lot of, how do I do it?
But what if it could be fun?
Right. What if is a great question, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
And what would it look and feel? So I use my example with technology. Like, I really go from 0 to 100 fast when I can't figure something out. And I watch YouTube videos and I read chats. And I ask my question, and nobody answers the phone anymore. So you have to type it all in. And it's like, I don't want to type it all in. I want you to walk me through this on the phone. No, they don't do that. And so just thinking about it, like, all right, how can I turn this into something enjoyable? Like, how much fun will it be when I figure this out? How thrilled will I be to be able to cross this thing off my list that I try and it's not working, and I try, it's not working, and I can't like figure it out. Like, how good will it feel to cross it off my list and know that that thing is done? It's the same way I used to hate, I shouldn't say hate, really disliked grocery shopping, like really. And then I found the grocery store with the best music. I'm talking like 80s roller skating music. We're going like Hall and Oates. And
It's
so
true.
it was I had such a good attitude and it was like so fun. And then when I'm tuned into the music and not the task in front of me, then it just felt so playful. So it doesn't matter what the task is, it's all neutral. You get to assign meaning and value. So how could I make this bookkeeping fun? Or who could I hire to do all of this stuff that I could just delegate it? That's a better
Yeah.
question.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yes.
But then I get into my money conversation, and that's like, well, I don't have any money to hire somebody to do that stuff I don't want to do. So there,
Yeah, people that have quote unquote made it always say like, I dragged my feet for so long, and as soon as I hired the right person, my business took off. Because then I could really double down on the things that I'm good at and that I love to do, and I
Yeah.
could delegate the rest. And but when you're in that scarcity and lack mindset, you just stay there.
Yeah. What do you do for getting past something that is a constant, something you're always coming up against? Like for me, it's the money and the scarcity thing. I just know that that's always, it just is, it's like, okay. And I've done work around it and it keeps coming back.
So can we just talk about the money thing for a minute? Because I
Yeah,
think
sure.
that this is like one of my favorite examples because it's, or favorite topics because it's so universal. Like, millionaires are afraid they're going to lose it at any moment. And you know what I mean? Like it's not about the actual bottom line, the bank account, the investments. It's not about the bills or the debt. I mean, it is just your mindset around it. And so if you think about everything in the world works through dynamic exchange, you cannot inhale without exhaling. And so when you think about money, you want to ask yourself, how do I want to, give, invest, share, earn, receive money? And if you can think about it working through dynamic exchange, it feels a lot breezier. But bigger than that is that our brains, I mean, you talk about reality, we get so stuck in the facts that we completely neglect the truth. So the fact is, you might only have $100 in your bank account, but the truth is, trillions of dollars exist on this planet. And so when we're stuck looking at our current conditions and circumstances, and I've never made more than this amount of money, or I always, whenever I spend it, I always regret it. And what if nothing's coming in before my bills are due? And it's just this, like, you're just looking at your current conditions and circumstances. But really, if you just pick your head up, there's trillions of dollars, trillions of dollars on this planet. And it's being exchanged all day, every day, in every possible direction. And so if you come from that abundance mindset, there's plenty for everyone, including me. There's plenty for everyone. You only want a fraction of a percentage of a fraction of a percentage of a fraction of a percentage for you to have unlimited wealth, right? I
Right.
mean,
Yeah.
but when we're looking what's in our immediate vision, we get stuck there. So if you can give that new meaning, it will feel a lot more abundant and playful.
I love it. I love it. Oh my goodness. I could really just talk to you about this stuff all day. All day. What, but I see the time ticking, and I want to say, what are you excited about that's coming up?
Oh,
Anything?
geez. I sold my house and everything I own in the fall of 2019. So I live in absolute uncertainty all the time. I never know where I'm going or what I'm doing next and who's going to be there and what I need and all that kind of stuff. So really like sinking into that. But my coaching business has been this incredible anchor. And so, like anyone in the personal growth world, you coach a former version of you. So now I'm helping all of these mostly middle-aged women, because that's who I am, right? All of these women really shift from busy to productive. And it has been a game changer. Instead of like lower your stress, learn to say, I mean, I want to help people learn to say no with absolute confidence, but it's really about, are these busy tasks or are they productive? Because there's a big difference. And so now I've got this fun, free challenges that I'm doing regularly, the Reignite Your Spark Challenge. And that has been so fun. So it's a Monday through Friday challenge that's free and fun, and you get a workbook and this incredible community. And just the women in there now are talking about being better communicators with their spouse, setting healthy boundaries with their adult children, asking for a raise at work and getting it. I mean, that kind of stuff. So that Reignite Your Spark Challenge is super fun. That is like, it is my, I just get super excited. I get super excited because I love helping people. I mean, you know.
Yep, I do. I know. I can see it. I always see it in you that you it sparks you. You know, it is so evident to me how much you love doing what you're doing with your
I
coaching.
love it.
Yeah.
And I mean, same with you, right? Coaching is just an extension, not just. Coaching is an extension of my personality, right? You're called to do this work. You
Yeah.
can't try to do this work. You got to be called to do this work because you cannot fake this stuff. Or maybe you can for a short amount of time, but it's got to be authentically you.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so anybody who's here, I'm going to have links to Emily's information in the show notes, along with a link to the Reignite Your Spark Challenge. So if you're driving right now, don't worry, just go to, I'll have it all in the show notes for you. So exciting to see you
It's
face to,
great
almost
to see
face
you.
to
It's great to
face
see
through a
you. You
Zoom
sparkle
camera.
and shine, Yvonne. You just totally sparkle and shine.
Oh my gosh, I love you, lady. I'm a fan. I'm just a fan girl.
I'm a fangirl right back at you.
Thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day.
Well, there you have it. I'm so glad we got Emily to come back and talk to us again. I really love spending time with her, in case you couldn't tell. Hey, I hope you're feeling as fired up and ready to embrace life's adventures as I am after that conversation. You know, as we wrap it up, I can't help but think back on the biggest takeaway from our chat. And for me, it's the reminder that life really is what we make it. Her message is about stepping into your power, setting boundaries, and finding joy in the journey. That really resonated with me, and I'm sure it did with you too. So, as we go on from here, my friend, let's remember to live boldly, love fiercely, and never settle for anything less than what sets our souls on fire. Thank you so much for listening today. I will see you next week. And in the meantime, stay safe and well, and talk soon.